How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another episode of the Sick Podcast with your host, That Leafs Fan. I hope you guys are doing well. I have no idea what we just watched yesterday, but before we get into any of that, producer, roll the tape.
Turn up your volume, because you're about to listen to the Sick Podcast. With That Leafs Fan.
They score! They score! Holy mackerel, they score! Morgan Rielly! Mo Rielly! The Leafs have won it! They're going to the second round! Do you believe this? Holy mackerel!
The sickest Toronto Maple Leafs podcast. It's gonna be sick.
See the emoji on this coffee mug? That was the game yesterday. That is exactly how I felt from yesterday's game. For those of you listening on Spotify, my mug has the emote of crying of laughter, because that's exactly what the game was yesterday. The Toronto Maple Leafs, arguably, I at the time actually thought if they would have won, that might have been like the greatest comeback in NHL history. So in Leaf-like fashion, we come all the way back. We lose, but we get a point somehow. What a stupid hockey game. What a dumb game. I had all of my like game notes, I guess you want to say, done by the second period. Like at the end of the second, I'm like, you know what? This is the game. This game was so due. We were due a shitter versus a team who isn't good. We're losing 5-0 at home. There's no point of even thinking about the third, because the game's over, or at least I thought. And I had everything figured out. I wasn't even mad, because like I said, we were so due one of these games where like we just get completely smashed, especially in front of the home fans too. Like it was so due. It was bound to happen. And then in the third period, I don't know, if you want to call it like Christmas spirit or something, the Toronto Maple Leafs score 5 goals in one period in the third, and we got a point. Like we got a point out of that. I don't think people understand how insane that is. It was 5-0. There's teams who don't even score many teams don't even score 5 goals in a hockey game. The Leafs did it in 5 unanswered goals in the third period. I'm not going to use the third to write off the rest of the game, because like I said, the first and second period were just, yeah, it looked to be one of those games where like I literally just wanted to call this entire episode the dud. And the reason that I say that is that the Leafs have been scratching and finding a way to win in close games over the last decent span, like 13, 14 games. They've been playing some really tight hockey. Some games they deserve, some games they didn't, but they've been finding a way. And I just thought they were so due to just get completely smashed in this game. And up until the second period, it was literally exactly that. So I wasn't even mad. Like I was annoyed because I kind of saw it coming, but I wasn't even mad, because I'm like, you know what? It's an 82 game season. You're not going to win them all. You're going to have games like this. We had 2 weeks of having like 1 to 2 games, and then this week we've just had 4. So I'm like, it's so bound to happen. And what better team to do it against than the Columbus Blue Jackets, who are having a horrible season? Obviously, it's going to be them. It won't be like the Rangers, who we could have got smashed to. No, we played great against them. Could have been the Islanders. No, we found a way back in that one. No, it's going to be CBJ, the Columbus Blue Jackets. And we go down 5-0. I'm literally in shock talking about this, because like I don't think people understand how like impossible that was. Like what the Leafs did was like impossible. Like 5 goals in one period. The exact amount of goals you need. And they couldn't let in one more goal. They had to shut out in the third period and they had to score 5, and they did it. And 2 goals in the last 20 seconds by none other than Mr. Paps, Austin Matthews. I can't tell. Like, there was 2 different teams that played this game. There was the Leafs of the first and second period, And then there was the Leafs of the third. And it's like I said, it's so Leaf-like. Like, obviously, we lost in overtime. We didn't win, obviously. We got a point that we completely didn't deserve, but it was really cool. Oh, it would have been so much nice. Like, that. This is the one thing I was thinking of. The moment we got to overtime, I'm, like, praying. I'm, like, I know we're probably going to lose this, but can you please win? So this memory can be like one of the coolest things ever. So we lose within the first minute to Kent Johnson, which great player, by the way. Nice. He got started the game, making it 1-0, and he closed the game 6-5 in overtime. I thought he played a good game for Columbus. Merzlikins was looking like unbeatable until we was just beating him on every shot in the third. You have to understand, I'm literally still in a state of shock. Like, talking about, I think I've watched the highlights at least like 7 times, at least, like trying to figure out like how they pulled that off. It was like we weren't getting the bounces the entire game. And then in the third, like everything went right, like to the T. Everything went right. Like, they scored right off the bat, 5-1. Okay, it's still impossible, but they got a goal. 2 minutes or 3 minutes later, Mitch Marner between the legs was gross. It was disgusting. Was it lucky? Absolutely. Was it super freaking cool? 100%. 5-2, 16 minutes left. I think we have a hockey game, kind of. That's like where my head was at. Then we don't score for like nearly 10 minutes. And I'm like, ah, 3 goals in like 6 minutes left to play. Nah, it's not going to happen. But then I remembered that in the bubble year, or not in the bubble, it was when there was the play-in rounds. I don't remember what year that was in. COVID just completely messed me up. But they came back down 3-0 against Columbus with, I want to say, like 3 minutes left in like an elimination game. And they end up winning that. So I'm like, if there's any team they can do it against, I mean, CBJ, right? Why not? And then they score a power play goal to make it 5-3. And now we got 5 minutes left. So I was like, okay, this is the Leafs kind of like taking their fishing rod, yeeting it, and like just reeling us in. Like slowly, slowly, slowly. They're like, we'll make it a hockey game. Are we going to come back? I don't know. Are we not? I don't know. But we're making it a game. And then like I'm there. I'm like, do I emotionally invest into this one, or is this just kind of like ice tilt where it's like it's just looking like a game, but it was never really close? Then Austin Matthews makes it 5-4 with 1:10 left off of a great play by Nylander. I mean, there was 3 Blue Jackets around him. He gets his shot blocked, gets the puck, passes right in between 2 players over to Matthews, who just manages to squeak it by 5-4. And honestly, Joe Bowen's call on the 5-5 was nearly a replicate call of when the Leafs won the game in overtime against Tampa last year to close it out. And I'm like, there's no way. This team is so stupid. Like, they're so stupid. Only the Leafs can do that. There is no other team in the NHL that can be down 5-0, completely out of the game, like no chance, fans leaving, this, that. And they come back, like, of course they do, and they lose. You know what I mean? That's a huge point that we, I don't know how we got. 2 would have been great, but 1 was way more than they deserved completely, to be honest. But I just can't, like, oh, if they would have just won the game. Like, that, I think, like, I know there, so I made a TikTok yesterday of people, I made a video yesterday during the game, like while this was actually happening, and I was asking myself in the video and like saying it out loud, is this the greatest comeback of all time? And I had a bunch of people say no, the Habs came back against the Rangers when it was like 6-1 or something, or it was 5-0 and then they won. But I'm like, yeah, they did, but they weren't losing 5-0 in the third period. It was like 5-2 by the end of the second in that one. And I'm like, I actually think if the Leafs win this, this is the first time in NHL history that a team erases a 5-goal deficit, first of all, which is insane, in one period. That's never happened before. There's no way that's happened before. If that has happened before, that is stupid. I heard, I think it was the Leafs against the Bruins in 1989. if that's the year they said, where the Leafs were losing like something like 6-1 to the Bruins, and then they came back and won 7-6. That's probably why Boston has been destroying us ever since. I guarantee there's some sort of voodoo magic going on over there. But regardless, the Leafs lose 6-5, salvage a point, and improve, I guess you can say, to 9-1-4 over their last 14 games. And that's been the story of the Leafs this year. They're just like, they're not blowing teams out of the park. Very few games have they won by two or let's say three plus, like three plus goal lead and more. I can count on my finger. I think there's like the Stars they did it to, the Preds. Like, I struggle to like think even other ones after that. Like, there's been very few blowouts for this team. They've been in a lot more of those tight-knit playoff scenario games. And although this one was completely not a playoff scenario game because you're losing 5-0, they turned it into a point. And I know I'm repeating myself. I'm just saying it out loud, and I'm like, there's no way that happened. Even though I saw it happen, I'm like, there's no way that happened. You know what I mean? Like, that was just completely dumb. Auston Matthews getting his 22nd and 23rd goal of the season for a total of 23 and 27 games, which puts him at a 0.86 goals per game, which puts him on pace for 69.8, nice, but 70 goals on the season, basically. The guy is just like, when you're a great player, sometimes it's going to seem like all the bounces are going away your way. But the saying I always use is, you have to be good to be lucky and lucky to be good, if that makes sense. Like, I think luck is not exactly like, I don't really, not that I don't believe in luck. I definitely do believe in luck, but you have to put yourself in a situation where luck can go on your side rather than it opposing you, if that makes sense. Like, Matthews just being in a good spot at the right time. He's putting the puck on net. Like, you're giving yourself the chance to get lucky. You know what I mean? And it's just been working for him. And the 5-5 goal was just... Also, by the way, Jake McCabe's slap shot perfectly bar down was, like, the coolest thing about that entire hockey game. Like, we're used to, like, you know, these superstars like Matthews, Marner, Nylander, Tavares, Matthew Nyes on the rise. All of these, like, stars just scoring, like, these nasty ones. Jake McCabe just walking in, like, scar on his face. The guy, boom, bar down, perfect. It hits the bar. It flies straight to the ice and, like, right past the line, barely. And I don't know. That's, like, my type of goal because, like, I used to play hockey, and I'm a lot more of, I've never really been an offensive player. I really love like protecting the house, like being a stay at home defenseman. That's kind of like what I appreciate about the game. So a player like Jake McCabe getting a goal like that is just, it's textbook. It's a guy who doesn't have a whole lot of offensive upside, if you want to call it. But he does a great job defensively for the most part. And he gets rewarded by, you know what, just putting the puck on net. There's bodies in front. The goalie's not going to see it. Just absolutely wiring a haymaker and making it a hockey game. Because at that point, it was 5-3. He made it. He turned it into a hockey game, and it was just awesome to see. I thought that was really cool. Samsonov, oh, I mean, the boys covered for him in this one in the third. But to be fair, the team didn't do a whole lot much in front of him. I thought he's been struggling, let's be real. Much tougher start to the year this year than he had last year. I just don't believe he's 100% healthy. I don't see it. It's something about his movement where it's like, it feels like he's battling himself to like be in the right place. And like the rebound control is not where it used to be last year. I don't know. There's something there. I have faith that he could turn it around. There's still a lot of time to go. But overall, like I said, even if the Leafs lost 5-0, because this is where I was mentally prepared to say before this absolute stupidity of a comeback ensued, one of these games for the Leafs were so due. Like, it was super, super, super due. Things have been going their way for like too long that like one of these dud games was bound to happen. And like, this is the way I see it, right? So the Leafs had their annual slow start to the season. Then they had their annual stupid win streak slash point streak where they're 9-1-4 now. And I'm like, okay, this game is where it takes us from the annual streak and cuts the season. And we now enter a new space called like the mid-season grind. And I still think this game does that. I think now the Leafs are like, they were at like the top of the graph, if you want to say. And like, I think there's like a bit of an evening out that's going to happen. So just don't be surprised if that does. And it's, I'm not even worried about it because the important part about having a streak like they had to start the season after going like relatively 500 is that it really gives you a boost. Like now, if I'm not mistaken, we got 4 games in hand on Tampa, 2 games in hand on Florida. We got a couple games on the Habs, and all of these teams are either tied or below us. So they're in a pretty good spot, all things considered. And I do see it slowly but surely coming together. But yeah, this game that just happened, I wouldn't look too much into it. I mean, they got absolutely crushed for the most part. They managed to do a magical thing because that's what superstars do. They make stupidity a reality and do something crazy like that. So this, the way I look at this one is just appreciate the beautiful game that is hockey. Take the point, put it in your bag, and run as far as you can, and don't look back to that game, because I just want to pretend that that didn't happen. And I'm in a way glad they didn't win this one. Obviously I'm not, but like on an emotional stance, I'm definitely not happy. But on a logical one, I am, because it's like these types of games, I feel like if you win them, it kind of tells yourself you feel like you're undefeatable, but in like the wrong sense of the word. Like you're not, I feel like if they were to win this game, it would just support their, if you want to call it, like it would support the fact that they don't have to start the game on time to win a game. And I don't like that. I think games like this should never be replicated like ever again. And there's going to be dud games that happen. But what them losing does is like, think about it. Guys, if you started the game on time and played this way the whole way through, you would have won. Unfortunately, that insane third period wasn't enough to make up for the 40 minutes of garbage in the previous two periods. So, I think what's important to take away from here is, even though, like I said, 5 goals does not happen. Imagine scoring 5 goals in a period, in one period, and you lost that game. Like, that's what I'm trying to say, where it's like, yes, it was completely special. It was awesome to watch. I'm going to write it off. It's not that deep that I expected them to lose this. But what this shows them, the fact that they lost, is even something like that isn't enough to win you a game. So if you guys were to just start on time, you guys are obviously the better team here. You could have had those 2 points. And I think it's like a good lesson or a good thing to keep in mind, where it's like, yeah, it was awesome, but like, let's not forget about the fact that we were in a position down 5-0 on home ice versus a team who's really league average at best. Nothing against them. They're young. They're going to develop. I think CBJ is going to be a very solid team in about 2 years' time. Fantilli looked pretty good out there. Kent Johnson's got a shot and a half. Zach Werenski finally back. Good for him. I've always liked him. I think he's a very underrated defenseman. Merz Lincoln's had a good game too until he didn't. So that's what I'm just going to... That's the way I'm going to choose to look at this game. And it's the greatest comeback ever, .. almost / dud game. Like that's where I'm at. That's where my headspace is for this one. But next up, the Leafs have the Pittsburgh Penguins. I believe it's on home ice, I'm pretty certain, on Saturday. And the Penguins have been on a bit of a heater as of late. I mean, Crosby is like the best player I've ever seen play, and I'm not here to argue that. I think Crosby is number one above everyone. Don't care about points. I care about complete players, and Crosby is exactly that. So we have a good game, hopefully, headed our way for Saturday tomorrow, because this is going to be released Friday. But before I do close out this episode, I want to just take a moment to say thank you guys so much. Our last episode smashed over 500 views. That is awesome. Only the second time we've done that in under 20 episodes. So a huge thank you. If you got this far into the episode, I would truly, truly appreciate if you can drop a like, if you can hit the subscribe button and drop a comment. Like, how were you feeling in that moment? Like, how did you feel? And how crazy would it have been if the Leafs got it done? But it's the Leafs, right? That was a Leafy way to head out. So on that note, guys, thank you so much for watching. Click like if you haven't already. Click subscribe if you enjoyed. Share it to your friends. Share it to your family, your dog, whoever. Share it to the Leafs. Why not? Maybe they see this. But that is it for today, guys. Thank you very much for watching. I'll see you guys in the next one. Go Leafs, go, baby.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with That Leafs Fan on YouTube, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.